He's in Landers.
He's what?
He's in Landers.
Okay, fine. That's good. So, so we're doing is again. So, Nuntasman Aleph, the Gemara, continuing in our Sugya here. So, it's about 10 lines into the Gemara. It says, Ravin Chasida. So, it can tell some stories about this Ramos and see how they play out. Further developed ideas of the Sugya through the stories. So, it says, Ravin Chasida, Ozil Kedusha Eliyat Celebrei. So, Ravin Chasida went to marry a woman for his son. Okay, he was the Shliach, basically, to marry a woman for his son. Okay? Kidsha Lenafshai. And he married her for himself.
Chasida, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so it says, I, V'hatanya, Masha Asa Asoi, El Shnagba Minagramos. Right, but it says, what do you mean? Basically, it's Minagramos. So you tell me about Rabban Chasida did this? Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, Lo Yehavu Hanihale. They would not have given her to his son. Okay? Rashi. Lo rotsu litna litzorch b'no. So he basically went as a shliach and said, hey, marry her off to my son. And they said, no, sorry. It's not chashuv enough or whatever. So he said, okay, fine, so let me marry her. So he said, okay, fine. Okay? So it says, so since they wouldn't have given her to his son, so you can't say it's Ramos. I mean, he was planning on doing it, but he couldn't do it anymore. So that's it. What do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? So that's fine. So why can't he marry her for himself? Now it's free game. So it says, yeah, but the Gemara says, he should have told him first. He should have went back, told the son,
why?
Listen. And then why Rashi says, why should he have told him? To remove himself from the minagramos. Okay, funny. So the Gemara answers, Savar adahachi vahachi ana asa inishachrini mikadishla. In the interim, if he went and went back and told his son, he thought maybe this is a good woman, maybe someone else will get her. Okay, so he didn't want to do it because he was worried that it wasn't going to work out. Because now someone else would end up getting her and he wouldn't be able to marry her. So therefore, he had a right to go back and not tell him. Okay, therefore he had a right to not tell him, just to marry her. Okay?
Pretty wacky.
Strange, right? So you think this is a strange story, right? But turns out here's another story. Same story again. Rav Barchana, Yahav Lezuzei L'Rav. So Rav Barchana gave money to Rav. Amar Zavna Nihali, Lahayara. Buy me this land. Okay, buy this land for me. Azul Zavna Narsha, he turned out he went, and Rav bought it for himself. So I have a tiny mashal Zavna Nogmina Ramos. Right? So the same problem, how'd he do this? This is the great Rav talking here. It says, Baga de Alime Have Le. Have. Have. So Rashi says it means, it says, Bagad Alime, it says, Bikasha Bali's Rohisa. It was like a valley where a lot of strong guys, tough guys lived. And it was like choice real estate. They didn't just let anybody buy land next to them. Okay? They were selective on who would move into their neighborhood. So it says, Le Rav, Nogibe Kavod. To Rav, there'd be no Ikavod and they'd sell it to him. The Rav Rachana, Lo Nogibe Kavod. So they wouldn't do Rav Rachana. He wasn't chashev enough for them to let him buy in. So the Gemara says, so you better do it. Should have told him. Should have gone back and told Rav Rachana before he went and did this. So it says, Savar ad hachi v'hachi yasen shachrin yusafinla. Same thing. If he thought in the interim someone else would buy the land, and therefore he had a right to preempt without going back and telling him. Alrighty, that's the Gemara. Any questions? How does this work now? Okay, good. So Daniel, good questions. If you're going to tell me, for whatever reason, I mean, you had the first question, like David, you guys were asking originally, is that why do you have to tell him? Look, if they're not willing to sell it to the first guy, I wanted to give our first guy some Shabbat. But for whatever reason, the Gemara is saying no. Apparently, still on. Still, you still have to tell him. You can't just go and do it. You still have Ramos, and you still have to tell him. Okay, fine. So you still have to tell him. So now what's the answer? That he's worried that someone else is going to get in a tough break? You're worried. But there's an Isser here. You can't just say, right? So how does that work? If you tell me, Moshe, if there's no Isser anymore, so then there's no Isser anymore. You don't have to tell him altogether. And if you do still have to tell him, because there still is the Isser, so then what kind of excuse is it that she's worried someone else is going to get it? I mean, that's not a matir of an Isser, because you're worried someone else is going to get a field for her instead of you. Right? Because another question, why do you need two stories? It sounds like the same exact story to it repeated twice, right? And I mean, it's a little different. One's by Kedushin and one's by money. But, I mean, so what? I mean, it's the same issue of Aramos, right? I mean, one of them, they didn't give it to him because... Yeah, I mean, almost the same thing, really, right? Yeah, so that's a good question. I guess the premise of the question is, Gemara doesn't just tell stories, but Gemara brings down stories in order to teach you some, bring out some point. So if you don't bring down the same story twice, if it's bringing out the same point, then what do you have to, what's the purpose now? It's just storytelling. So storytelling is good if there's a limud from the story. But you can tell the same story twice, I mean, what are you going to gain from that?
Right.
Unless you show me more people hold it, something like that. If it's a quiet, if it's a chiddush, you know, but still, you know, something like that. But I guess
it is interesting.
We'd have to figure. I mean, that's a later question. Obviously, we can't figure that out until we get the ideas of the story. But
it is dealing of really fit.
What do you think about this Rashi, where he says why he had to tell her, right? He says lahotzi atzma minimal gramas.
Yeah, it's funny.
Does that mean? Here's what you have to. I think you have to take a stand on. Is if you didn't do that, would it have been an Isser?
Right.
Or would not have been an Isser? Because you could say the Minagramos, but Minagramos was the Lashon, which was used for the Isser, right? I was talking about Ramos. So what do you mean, Lachotzi Atzmo Min Minagramos? Which one in Rashi says, Lachotzi Atzmo Min Minagramos, that's why you had to tell him. So I'm saying, does that sound like an Isser, or does it sound like not an Isser? So, I'll read you the Rambam. Says Hayyodeya Shazeha Mocher Oevoso Umechabdo Umocherlo, if you know that he's gonna sell it to you, Veino Mochel Meshalcho, that he's not gonna sell it to the person who's sending it. This is in Mechira, Parak Zion Lachirav. It's Parak Zion, right?
Yeah.
This is Hariz Mutilignos Latzmo. So you're allowed to buy it for yourself. Vihu Sheyachsar Viyodio. That is only if you go and tell him. Sounds like it's only mutter if you go and tell him, right? Otherwise, it would seem to be it's still aser. In pachad shema yavo acher v'yikadmenu lignos harizekon al atzma v'acher kach modio. Then you have to worry yourself and then tell him. It's interesting. You have to go tell him after.
Still tell him. Wow.
Funny, right? It sounds from the Rambam that if you don't tell him, though, if you're not afraid, then it's not mutter unless you tell him. So it sounds like it's still the aser according to the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
And in Rashi, again, look at Rashi, Lahotzi Atzmo Minagramos. I mean, Minagramos is exactly the answer. That was the Lashon. And first you read it, it sounds, oh, just a Minagramos. It just sounds like, Lahotzi Atzmo means you remove yourself from the Minagramos. And Minagramos is the answer. So, it means you're removing yourself, means you're not a Ramah anymore. I mean, it's part of Lashon, Lahotzi, but.
Right. Because you could say this. Not a
full. The way I would have looked at it. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's a good way to look at it. But I'm saying is you could try to learn that really they made you a shliach. He made you a shliach, right? Now let's say that he makes you a shliach to marry this woman. You go and you try to do it, and they say, sorry, we're not going to do it. Okay? Or you know they're not going to. You go there and you just see they're not going to. So now, let me ask you, are you really still a shliach? I mean, I don't know. Are you still halachically his shliach? I mean, shliach for what? I mean, this thing isn't happening. Like, you could argue that's it. Shlichus is all off. Right? Call the show off. There's no shlichus anymore. Shlichus is to do something which is not possible to do anymore. So you're not even his shliach anymore. So now, what are you going to say? Now it's not nice to the guy anymore? I mean, now, even if it's Ramos, it's just... What's the issue anymore? How's it been Ramos? I mean, what are you doing? You're tricking him? You're not tricking him. You went there, you did it, now he's... Even if you change your mind or whatever, so what are you going to say? That you wanted... What do you want... He'll say to you, he'll get upset at you. He'll say, what do you want me to do? I went there. I mean, normally you could say, look, that was not right of you. You shouldn't have done that. That's normally what you'd say. Say, look, it's not right, you shouldn't have done that. I wanted to marry her. But now the guy will say back, what do you mean? I tried no. to, she said no. Now what should you want me... What do you want me to do now? She said, no, you're not going to come a little bit enough. So that's not happening. So what should I do? Just let her go? Why can't I marry her? What's wrong with me? Yeah. So he says, you should have told me first. Why should I have told you first? What's the point of doing that? I mean, it's hard to understand why. Oh, yeah, because if you didn't tell me first, then you're a rabbi. Why? Why are you a rabbi? Why am I a rabbi? I didn't tell you first. Well, I wanted you to tell me first. Why? Give me a reason. I thought, what's the difference? Why should I go back and forth? And I mean, forget about if someone else, fine, but why should I have gone and told you first? By the way, the Tosri Azakin, I forgot to mention this, but he says, should have told the son before he married her. Okay? So he says, Vasar Lasso Kane.
Right.
So you see, he's holding also. It's Asar. Still Asar. Okay, so we're putting this on hold till hopefully we'll have something better tomorrow. But let's, the next story in the war is really a really interesting story. It's another funny one. It says, it's not exactly on the same point, but it's related. So it says like this. Rav Gidl, okay. Rav Gidl Mahapech Bahiyaz Ara. So Rav Gidl was trying to buy a certain land. Okay, he was really vying for position. You'll see. It turns out it seems like Rav Gidl was poor. Okay, and he was vying for trying to get a certain land. Ozol Rabbi Abba Zavna, and Rabbi Abba came and undercut him, or whatever. He ended up buying it. So Ozol Rav Gidl. So Rav Gidl went Kivle Rav Zera. He complained to Rav Zera, who I guess was the Rabbi. He complained. So Ozol Rav Zera Kivle Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Zera went to the greater Rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and complained. So Omar Lei Hamtin Achi Al Etzlein Al Regel. Wait until they come down to us for Lilo. They come to us for Lilo Regel. Okay. So because I guess they learned the Regel. I think it's they go to the Rabbi for the Regel. I think that's what Rashi says. Yeah, Dorshim Hilchos Regel Mikam Pnei Rav. So wait. We'll talk about it then. He saw like Ashkachta. He says Amar Lei. He found him. He says Amar Ani Mahapich Becharara. If Ani is trying to is like he's trying to get something from Hefker.
A cake?
Okay, he's trying to get a cake from Hefker. Uba achar not lehemana. Okay, Rashi says, he's trying to get something from Hefker. He's trying to get someone to give him something. And there's some other guy comes and preempts him. He says, my, what's the den? Right again, and he's trying to get something, and you go and, get it before him. So Amalei Nikar Rasha. Says he's a Rasha. So Elamar, my time of Avarachi. So why do you do this? Rav Gidl was trying to get his land. And you, Rabbi Abba, went and took it right from under him. So what are you doing? Okay, you gave him like a mashal. It's like David, like nothing David Malach, right? So I'm like, Lo Yadana. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't realize that he was going for it.
They're talking to Rabbi
Abba? They confronted him. So Rabbi Gidl says, he says, listen, I didn't realize that, not to Rabbi Gidl, Rabbi Abba. He asked Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba was the one who took it. So he says, I didn't realize that Rabbi Gidl was trying to get it. And Rabbi says, I didn't realize that Rav Gidl was trying to get the land. So he says, so hashtanami nesuni alaymar. So give it to him now. It's not too late. So sure you didn't realize it's fine. So give it up. Give it to Rav Gidl. He says, amalei zvune lo mezavnin Allah. Dara kamaisa hi lo mesamne melsa. He says, I can't sell it because it's the first land that I've ever bought, and it's not a good simon. Okay, it's not a good simon. It's not a simon tov for a person to sell his first purchase. Okay, so I can't do that.
You want it the rest of your life?
Yeah. It's not good to sell it. Okay? So, Iboi b'matan nishkalai. If you want, I could give it to him as a gift. I can't sell it. That's a bad simon. To sell my first thing, if I give it him as a gift if he wants. Okay? I understand. I wronged him, and I'm willing to just give him the land. So, Rav Gidl lo nachasla. Rav Gidl wouldn't take it. The chesiv is soni matanos yichya, because it says a person who hates matanos will live. So it's a good midah to never take a matana. So it says he wouldn't take it as a gift. So Rabbi Abba lo nachasla mishum hafach bar gedol. So Rabbi Abba didn't want to use it. He felt bad. He felt he shouldn't use this land. It's not right. He really got this land that was wrong. So he wouldn't use it because it's the gedol, and Rabbi Gidl wouldn't use it because he didn't want to take a gift. So lo mar nachasla lo mar nachasla. So no one basically used it. Neither one of them would use the land. Umiskaria ara l'rabba d'rabbanan. Turned out it just became like a land that the Rabbanan used to use. Okay, they left it alone. And we have like Hefker, it's like a Hefker. So basically we have Hefker for the Talmidim. Okay? Funny story, right?
Yeah. Funny imagine story. Knowing what the field they were talking about was.
What?
Imagine knowing what the field they were talking about is.
Oh, do we go use it?
I'm saying, like, back then, when this wasn't right. 1,500 years old, like, yeah, that's where we play football.
Yeah, right, exactly, right. It's funny. You're right. So what's funny is, so this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosi. It's like, what's the thing? Because if it's saying the case, Rashi knows the case, it was Hefker. So what's Halacha? When Oni's trying to get some Hefker, you're not allowed to go get it? It's Hefker. Why should I lose out, you know? Why should I lose out? I'm not allowed to take something? I mean, look, Oni, it's true, Rabbi, what's the name, wanted it. It's true, Gidl wanted it, but Rabbi wanted it. What's so bad? What's wrong with that? So he, Tosi, learns the case where there were other fields that you could have bought. If Gidl was really trying to get a certain field, then you could have gone and got another field, and you happened to go and take it, and what did you gain? You didn't gain anything. So that's what it's talking about. But if it's Mamish Hefker, and you're going to get a free taking, and you could get free money, so you have to let the Ani get the money? I can get the money. Well, who said he gets the money? I get the money. He's saying it's like, Tosin is the case where you had nothing to gain. Okay, so it's, that's this Tosin here, Ani Mahavich HaKharara. So, I mean, I guess if we try to take this up, I mean, I got it here. I mean, the whole story is interesting, a lot of interesting points, but I think the first thing we should take up in this is that Machlokas Rashi Tosos. I mean, you'll see. I mean, you have to go through the whole Tosos. Just pretty much the beginning of it, you'll get a... I'm pretty sure. Yeah, right. And tell me Akasha, basically. You just do the beginning of Tosos. Also, the question is, what's the Simon thing? What's a bad Simon to sign? I mean, is he his real thing? I mean, he's not selling his first thing because of bad Simon. I mean, what's up with that? Funny thing. And what's the Sonim Matana Tichliya? See how far Sonim Matana Tichliya goes. He wouldn't take the Matana. I mean, it turns out, it's like you have this land no one's using because you didn't want to take a Matana. The whole thing is funny. I mean, the whole story is, I mean, every facet of it is interesting.